We're enlisting the help of our two young faithful warriors. Amen. This would be Peter Diaz and Quasi. Yes, indeed. Quasi, we are so glad you're up here with us. Yes. So glad. We have a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be praising him for, a lot to offering great thanks to his name.
Amen.
This past week, I learned that we have an attorney from Fairlawn. Fairlawn, New Jersey. Have you heard of the place? Fairlawn, New Jersey. He is representing ADF. That's the legal representation for First Choice Women's Resources. He's our New Jersey liaison. As we are seeking to gain relief from the Attorney General's subpoena for all of the donors' records to be disclosed, everybody and everyone who's contributing to First Choice, our Attorney General wants to know who you are and why you're giving and how much you're giving. He's got an agenda. So I just learned this week that we have an attorney here in Fairlawn who's our liaison for the state of New Jersey. This is a court case that we are pursuing both in the state of New Jersey and in federal district court. And the Alliance of Defending Freedom is the big legal firm that's representing First Choice Women's Resources. But this wonderful attorney has his own private practice here in Fairlawn, and he's donating his time on behalf of ADF to represent all of us. So
Amen.
I am being asked to offer a donor declaration statement on behalf of Bethel Christian Fellowship. No names, of course. I'm asked to offer a declaration, donor statement that yes, we give. Yes, we know why we are giving. Yes, we know what First Choice Women's Resources is all about. Yes, we are for the sanctity of human life. And yes, we give freely and joyfully and cheerfully from our heart of hearts. We're not twisting anybody's arms to give to the cause. We know why we are giving. We know what this cause stands for. That's the donor declaration. And this attorney from New Jersey is collecting these declarations from various people all over the area to bring to court, because we are pursuing relief here in the state of New Jersey. So what's going to happen is sometime soon, the court that we lost the case initially to is going to be issuing to First Choice 30 days. You have 30 days to comply to the subpoena. And when that time comes, we go into action and we file motions to find relief. And that's where we are. Okay, so the trigger has not yet been pulled, but that's where we are. Once it is pulled, First Choice has 30 days, and that's when we go into action and we seek to find relief, both on the state level, and if we can't get relief there, then on the federal level. Our constitutional rights are at stake. And I am delighted to be just a small part in offering a donor declaration on behalf of Bethel Christian Fellowship.
Yes.
I will not be disclosing your names. As if we cared.
Amen.
As if we cared.
Amen.
But I will not be disclosing your names. All right? I just want you to know that we have got to, we have to have a statement to the court. Can you believe it? We know what First Choice Women Resources is all about. We know what they stand for. We stand with them. And that's why we are giving freely and voluntarily and generously and continuously, because we stand with them. They stand with us. And this is a fight for our rights of free speech, our rights for freedom of religion, and all of us are standing firm in the cause. Amen?
Amen.
So that's one of the things we'll be praying for. We also have so many other things to be thanking him for. Causey, you're going to begin our time in prayer. And then Peter, you're going to follow up that time in prayer. And then I will close out that time of prayer. And let's also remember we've got needs within the fellowship as well. Anna Garrity, we are delighted you are with us. We are so sorry you can't be playing the flute this morning, but we know why. It's tough to play the flute when you've got a broken nose. And we're praying for your quick healing and recovery. Yes, we are. Praise his name. All right? I know you wanted me to share that, so I we're going to be praying for you.
Yes.
We really are. BJ is working, so we're praying for him as he is hard at work. And bless Sharana's heart, working all night again.
Wow.
and coming right here to help with the ministry. Amen. So we just praise his holy name. A lot to be thankful for. Yes. Chloe, we're delighted that you are here.
Yes.
And we're praying that you too can be with us regularly on Sunday mornings. All right? So with that in mind, I'll ask Causey to begin our time, then Peter, and then I'll follow up.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We got a lot to be thankful for. I just want to give God all the glory, and shall we pray?
Yes.
Lord, Father God, we come before your throne of grace to give you all the glory and honor.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for another Sunday that we are here to gather together just to fellowship and give you worship.
Yes.
Lord, we praise you and thank you for all your mercies and all your strengthening guidance for us, Father.
Yes.
Lord, we're praying for First Choice. We're praying for
yes.
Anna Garrity and her healing, Father.
Yes.
Lord, we're praying that just you answer all our prayers, Father. We know that you answer
yes.
prayers, so we're sending them up, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for us,
yes.
Father, so we have someone to lean on, to trust in, Father.
Yes.
Lord, because we know we can't do it by ourselves, Father. We know we need you.
Yes.
Lord, I'm just praying that your will be done in all of our lives.
Mm.
I'm praying that we be able to encourage one another and encourage just to be a light to the world, Father, that they can see in this dark time. Lord, I'm just so thankful for all that you've given us
yes.
and how you just keep us every Sunday that we're here, Father.
Yes,
and I just pray your continual blessings be upon us. In Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen.
Pastor, I want to thank you for calling me young. It's been a while since I've been called young. I don't feel young anymore, but thank you anyway.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come into your presence, Lord, and we adore you. We worship you. We thank you.
Yes.
As Pastor often says, where else would you rather be than in the house of the
Amen.
Lord on a Sunday
yes.
morning?
Yes.
And Lord, so we thank you that we are all here, standing, sitting, praising you, because you first looked through eyes of love, and those eyes were fixed upon us, and you chose a day to save us. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you that you did not treat us as man, and you're a God who is not like man. You have mercy. You loved us first. You loved us in our sins.
Yes, Lord.
And that love drove you to save us
yes.
in all our misery and filth and dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, Lord, we come into your presence asking for forgiveness
yes,
for the sins committed today, yesterday.
Lord.
You know our individual sins.
Yes.
We need not say them out loud, Lord. You know them. And I just pray, Lord, that you would give us continual grace to not only have those sins forgiven, but overcome, and that we would have victory in that area of our lives
yes,
with those
Lord.
Individual sins. May we be surrounded by brothers and sisters who are encouraging, that would encourage us to move forward and to overcome those individual sins.
Yes,
and Lord, we come with an attitude of thanksgiving. Can't help but think of the hymn we just sang, Lord, our hope in life and death. Is Christ in
yes.
Christ alone.
Yes.
Yes.
And so we are thankful that we even have that hope,
yes.
Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Chloe, that her schedule allowed her to be here today.
Yes.
We praise you for that, Lord. You continue to answer prayer. We think of Sharana having worked last night.
Yes.
Talk about commitment and passion. And Lord, we give you all the praise and glory for that. You have put inside of something that we possibly just don't understand. And we thank you for that, the Holy
yes,
Spirit,
Lord.
That it just gives us this enormous amount of energy. Energy and strength and grace to be used as a trophy, if you will.
Yes, Lord.
To shine your glory, Lord.
Yes,
and so use us as vessels,
yes.
Lord, and have your way with us.
Yes.
I think of Trauma Reboot on Fridays, Lord. Continue to use that, that means to use your power and your grace to help people
yes,
who are
Lord.
Suffering from
yes.
trauma. We just thank you that we had an opportunity to share and your healing power is being displayed
yes.
on that Friday night. Continue to lead and guide Tina and Pastor.
Yes.
I think of First Choice, Lord, and the word is just right, first. That should be our first choice.
Yes.
And so, Lord, give us the eyes and to see and the heart to sense, to do what is right, whether it be giving, helping, donating our time and resources. We just pray that your will be done in that situation. We thank you for BJ, Lord, though he is working, Lord, be with him. Give him a sense of peace that is beyond understanding, that you are with him, even there at work. Lord, I think of Anna and pray for healing in her body, complete healing. Lord, we could come to you with confidence because you are our God. And we just continue to praise you. We thank you for everyone here. And to that end, we pray in Jesus' name.
And our Father in heaven, we would continue to lift up your name. How we praise you for your greatness, your surpassing greatness. We praise you, Heavenly Father, for your steadfast, loyal love to us, your people. We praise you, Heavenly Father, for your electing sovereign grace. We praise your holy name that before eternity began, you set your love upon a people, that you sent the Lord Jesus Christ to redeem those people. And Heavenly Father, how we thank you for sovereign grace, the irresistible grace of the Spirit of God that drew us to saving faith in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the new hope that is within us, an enduring hope. And we praise your name, Heavenly Father, that the faith that we have is a persevering faith by your grace and because of your steadfast goodness and love toward us. And we thank you, our Father in heaven, that we have this hope anchored firm and secure to Jesus Christ, our rock. And we thank you for that ultimate hope of eternal glory. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that we are learning these days about Jesus Christ. We're thankful about all that we are experiencing concerning the joy and the hope that is ours in Christ. We thank you for the promises of the Word of God that lift our sights beyond our aches and our woes and our pains and our sorrows and our sufferings and our dilemmas and seeks to enable us to trust in thee and the promises that you have given to us. And Heavenly Father, we thank you most of all for this beautiful privilege that is ours to open the ministry of the Word, to break bread, to drink of the cup. We praise your name for the communion of the saints. We rejoice in the privilege and opportunity that is ours as blood-bought saints to be part of a living, growing, pulsating organism known as the church, the body of Christ, the people of God. How we praise your name this day that we are members of the new covenant community. We thank you that you have completely forgiven our sins, past, present, and future. We praise you that you have written the laws of your word within our hearts through regeneration and empowered us and enabled us with a new desire to seek thy face and to walk according to those precepts. And Heavenly Father, we would ask your continued blessing upon us as we seek to learn more about you through the word of God. We had asked that this time might be used first and foremost to nurture us and to deepen us in our love and commitment to Christ and then to one another and then Heavenly Father together as we seek to radiate the love and light of Jesus Christ to a world that is sick, a world that is dying, a world that is decaying, a world that is rotting before our very eyes. Energize us, galvanize us, empower us, motivate us. May we seek to be a life-changing force in the hearts and lives of those that we come in contact with. Heavenly Father, we do pray that as we enter into this new election cycle, that you would be preparing the people in the Church of Jesus Christ to vote their conscience in harmony with the Judeo-Christian ethic, in harmony with the standards of the Word, in harmony with the convictions that we hold to. May what we say be reflected in how we vote. May what we say be reflected in how we witness to others concerning our convictions. How we do pray for first choice. We do pray, Heavenly Father, for the cause in the great Garden State. And we would ask that you would bless the attorneys. Yes, we'd ask that you would give them wisdom beyond their expertise to guide First Choice through this maze of legal challenges.
Yes.
We would pray for the executive director, how we would pray for Amy.
Yes.
We would ask that you would continue to strengthen her and encourage her and to keep her focused on the matters that are at hand. We'd ask that you would strengthen her and all of the directors and all of the staff workers and everyone who supports this cause. May we continue to fight the good fight of faith, knowing that in the end we will see the victory that we so long to see. And we do pray these things and are thankful for them because we believe in the promises of the Word of God, and we believe in the goodness of God.
Yes.
And we believe in the sovereignty and providence of God. And so we commit all of these things into your hand. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.